when we bring the word of God to us and the word blesses you, it's important that you let us know. It's encouraging to me as a pastor, knowing that what I'm preaching is a blessing to you. People call me and give me testimonies. That's okay, that's fine. But I'd rather you come and share your testimony in church. Write it out so that we can read it. So that people will know that these are really, really happening in our lives. Praise the Lord. I don't want 007 testimonies. I don't want testimonies for my ears only. I want testimonies that will encourage the whole church. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for all that we have been hearing, the encouragement. It's a blessing. I want to encourage us that everything you are going to hear from this pulpit, like I've always said from the inception of this church, if it is not in the Word of God, then you drop it. It doesn't make sense. But if it's in the Word of God and I can show you in the Word of God, accept it as the truth from the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. When this church started, the Lord said something to me. I was just reminded again this morning in my meditation. God says, I'm going to raise, there will be millionaires in this church. Amen. Listen. Before you say amen, it's good that you said amen. I began to muse in my heart. Now, Lord, do I want them to walk in that this a millionaire comes and just be a part of this ministry and a blessing to this ministry? Yes, that is okay. But I said, Lord, I'd rather that they are raised here with the people that are here. And for that to happen, we must be people who are willing to change our lifestyles. We must be people who are willing to be disciplined and follow God's plan for prosperity. There is a plan for everything in life. You see, if let me rephrase. There's a law that guides everything in life. The law of gravity. You can't do nothing about it. The law of good health and sound mind. If you flout it, if you say, well, I'm not going to believe in the law of gravity, so since I saw Superman and Spider-Man jumping from buildings, then I can jump from buildings myself. The law of gravity will win you. Amen. The law of good health and sound mind. If you are not eating right, taking enough rest, doing what you need to do to take care of yourself. And when I say take care of yourself, take care of your body, I don't mean painting. Amen. Women take time putting on pancake. You know, time that can be spent in doing a whole lot of other things. You don't need too much on your face. It's too small. Oh, my wife will tell me it's hard work. I know. Yeah. Because for me, that's too much valuable time that can be used for something else. Okay. This morning, we want to continue from where we stopped last week. God's prosperity plans for his children. How to manage your money. Before I minister today, let me tell you what we're going to talk about next week. Next week, we're going to talk about credit cards, how to pay off your credit cards, how you can come out of debt. You see, it's not by magic. It's by following a plan. One thing I've known about debt is it can be very debilitating, can be very depressing. And doesn't allow you to obey God. You know, God does not want you to be a debtor. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, let us therefore fear lest a promise be left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Why? It's not because the word does not have integrity. It's not because the word of God does not have power. It's simply because the word preached did not profit them. Why? Because it's not mixed with faith. We are not ready to act on it as we hear it. Remember the scripture we shared last week, Hosea 6:3. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Then shall we know anything you need to know until you follow on to know. You can't know it. He says he's going forth, is prepared as the morning is prepared. I love that scripture. He's going forth, is prepared. God has planned his going forth. God has already planned every day of our lives. And if God has planned every day of our lives, should we not connect to that plan or at least have a plan? Praise the Lord. He says, it shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth. I told us, insight is very valuable to the journey of life. Insight. What you know is what will help you or kill you. If you know the right things and you appropriate yourself by them, you are heading towards success in life. Proverbs 11:9 says, an hypocrite with his mouth destroyed his neighbor, but through knowledge, that's where I'm going, the B part. Through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Hosea 4:6 says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. We find that destiny advances based on what you know. Destiny advances based on what you know. And what you know is what moves you to action. What you know is what moves you to action. Everybody is better prepared on what they know. On what they know. If you don't study well for examination, you will chew the end of your pencil and nothing will happen. You will look at the sky and nothing will happen. I said to us last week that we should remember that God is our source. Never forget that. Whatever your level may be, remember God is your source. And if you are connected to that truth, then you rest in the word of God. You rest in the instructions, the daily instructions that God gives you. We talked about the tithing. When your paycheck comes, when money comes into your hand, the first thing you think is not shopping. It's not, oh, Dillard is having sales. Did you know that they are doing 75% off? That's not the first thing that should come to your mind. The first thing that should come to your mind is your tithe. Praise the Lord. Your tithe. Tithe is not a pressured kind of giving. Nobody is putting pressure on you. And it is not an emotional giving that somebody will come to the pulpit and start painting pictures and poking you emotion. No, it's your covenant responsibility. It is a planned giving. It's planned. The moment it comes, I demonstrated it here. The first thing is the tithe. It has to become your lifestyle. Just like your lifestyle should be, the moment I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is glorify God, pray, and then you know you need to go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, do your business, whatever you do. You know, you don't just jump. I know some people, like we see in the movies, you know, somebody just wakes up, put on their clothes, and they are going to work. I'm like, how can I stand that kind of a person? Because when they speak, it's going to be boom. Praise God. Tithe is returning back to God. What we owe him. What guarantees the blessing on the rest that we have. The Bible says that the tithe is holy. It's holy unto God. And over the months, I've shared this before. I don't know if it's general or what's with somebody or some people. Over the months, the reason why most of us don't pay our first fruit is because we didn't plan it. We didn't think, oh, the church is going to say, where is your first fruit? And it's not the church saying it, it's scriptural. Bring your first fruit. And if you don't plan for it, because your first paycheck of the year is your first fruit. When you get increase at your job, that increase is your first fruit. But if you don't plan that by the end of the year, you have been saving regularly, many of us don't have emergency funds. What if you lose your job now and it takes you 3 months to get another job? What are you going to spend? You plan it ahead. The Thanksgiving offering for my family in the new month, in the new year, I save it from January. Most of the time, what I try to do is I say, Lord, $1 for 1 day. I say, thank you. So at the end of the year, I should have that kind of a money to say, Lord, this is my thank you. I'm not saying I do it all the time, but that's what I plan for. You see? So I plan for the first fruit as well. So that when it's time for first fruit, I'm not thinking, if I give my first fruit now, I won't have anything for my bills. But if you learn now to plan and prepare, you will not be lacking when it's time to bring it. I didn't hear an amen there. We also talked about after your tithe, then you pay yourself. You pay yourself. I make it a point of duty between my wife and myself. We pay ourselves at least 20%. 20% every month. I have to make sure, I told you, I take care of our finances at home. I have to make sure that I put away 20% every month. Actually, every paycheck. And we live off the rest. And I put that money in places I can't just go and get it. Praise the Lord. Huh? Even though banks set some standards for us, whereby if you have a savings account, which is great, but savings rates are not great, you can only withdraw XYZ amount of time in a month. If you exceed that times, they will charge you. And you won't like what they charge you on your own money, withdrawing your own money. But that's okay. But there's a better way. If you have a job and your employer, that is all these big companies, they match your 401k, right? You can still open a different IRA for yourself. You can open a Roth IRA or you can open a traditional IRA. The traditional IRA, you can't take out money from it. You are saying, that's my retirement. And then it's invested. It yields. And then over time, compound interest kicks in. Compound interest can kick in on savings as well. Your Roth IRA, you can withdraw from it. You can put it as your emergency fund, But it's not something you can just go all the time to take out. If you take it once, the next time they are going to charge you a penalty to take it out. Those are places you put the money. There are other apps. There are apps for various things now. I have so many of them on my phone. You know? There are apps where you can save regularly $20 a week. And over time, the money is developing, is working for you. It's not the amount you save. It's the consistency with which you save. I told us last week, little by little, it adds up. Times $6 Starbucks coffee by 24 or 25 days in a month. 6 times 25, mathematicians, quickly. 6 times 2, 120. Times 5, 150. That's $170 a month that you are giving to Starbucks. And you can buy coffee if you need to drink coffee. You can buy your own coffee at home and make it at home. And that box you buy, that bottle of coffee and coffee mate you buy may not cost you $10 and will last you more than a month. So you are still having coffee. The same you buy that you do at home is the same thing they have at Quick Trip. They have at Starbucks. Praise the Lord. Because you see, certain areas of our lives, we are losing money and we don't realize it. We think we just have my neighborhood. You drive out immediately. There's a Starbucks in front of you. Early in the morning, you see cars, you know, and Starbucks is saying, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We are paying so much money for those things. People who like to eat out. I set a standard with my wife because most of the time we leave church, we want to, my son likes to go out. The moment we finish service, where are we going? We are going home. Praise God. I said to my wife, I said, we eat out only once a month. Because minimally four of us, we spend quite a handsome amount of money to eat. You know? And children of these days, when it's time for food, each person has what they want. When you and I were growing up, it's whatever is on the table. Food is food. Not, I want burger, I don't want cheese on my burger, I want a crepe. No, no, no. What we have is what you eat. As far as I'm concerned, home food is better than any other kind of food. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you want to know more about apps you can use to save, let me tell you up front. If I give you those apps, this is what happens. I send you a text. When you register with them, they give you extra $5 to start with. And me that I introduce you, they'll give me $5. Come to me. Praise God. It's not your money. It's not your money. I've introduced this to a few people here. Praise the Lord. Actually, for those ones, I have two. And I'm still going to talk about another kind of app that is useful as well. I said to us, if you are not saving regularly, then you are spending more than you earn. I found out, do you know that? Japan's GDP is very high. Europe, GDP is high. America, our GDP is high compared to the rest of the world. I found out from statistics that a typical Japanese person saves 25% every month. A typical European saves 18%. A typical American spends more than they earn. Praise the Lord. Amen? We think credit card is our money. You see somebody with 10 credit cards. What are you doing with 10 credit cards? Something is wrong. Every family should not have more than one as emergency. You shouldn't, in your wallet, you shouldn't have more than one credit card. I'll talk about that next week. I'll break it down to you. Believe me. Hallelujah. You see, when you save regularly, what you are doing is you are telling your money to work for you while you are sleeping. And when you do it consistently, there's a miracle called compound interest. One day it's going to kick in. Because as it's getting more money coming in, and interest is accruing on that money, they are reinvesting it back. Amen? And one day, everything is just keep on revolving. It will hit a height. Bam! It starts little. And then, you save also because opportunities for investment can come. And when I say good investment, I told us before, I invest in the house of God. I invest my tithe, my first fruit, my offerings. My offering is an opportunity for me to get a blessing. Praise the Lord. It's not a gimmick for church to collect your money. It's saying, Lord, this, I'm blessing you with this because I know you will cover me. Your offering is an opportunity that God can open up for you. Praise the Lord. And also, what you do is you diversify, even out there. Diversify. Somebody say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Amen. Diversify. That's why I have, in our home, we have, apart from my wife's job, we have three different areas where we plug little by little. And it's getting somewhere. Open up an educational fund for your little children. Think about it. Let's say you are saving, I'm just saying, $25 a month for your child's college fund. They invest that money. I told us in Missouri it's 529. I don't know what they call it in Kansas. You know? What do they call it in Kansas? Nobody knows. They do. Every state has. No, it's not 529. Every state has. Google it. Every state has its own. You know? Every state in the nation has its own. And there's another one where you can just buy a $50 bond for your child in the bank. And they will say it will mature over 20 years. You won't get $50 back. Amen? When you go to store, you spend $50, you pay tax on it. This one, when you are getting it back, you are getting much more. There are so many things out there that has been set out. Praise the Lord. So imagine when your child is ready to go to college, $25 every month. Whether you increase it later, which will be what we should do, by the time they are ready, there is enough money to go to college. You won't need to take a loan. Praise the Lord. That's my goal. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 11:2, put your investments, this is good news, put your investment in several places. Many places, in fact, because you never know what kind of situation. He uses luck there. I don't like the word luck. You don't know what's going to happen in the world. And instead of buying things, when you don't have financial backbone, you don't have financial stability, invest it. It can be little. Save it. It can be small. Today, Let me quickly run us through my next point. Keeping good records. Keeping good records. And this has been simplified by various apps on your phone, your tablet. You can download. Many of them are free. Amen. It is important that every month you know where your money is going. The money you spend, the salary you earn, you know where it is going. The book of Proverbs 21 verse 5. Good News Bible says, I like what it says there. Plan carefully and you will have plenty. If you act too quickly, you will never have enough. Know your assets. Know your liability. I mentioned last night, your mortgage is a liability until it starts paying you money. But while you are paying the mortgage, it's a liability. And you better go ahead and pay it. I've spoken to an accountant before about paying off the mortgage quickly. He said it's not necessary for tax purposes. Because what you are paying for your mortgage is part of your write-off in your tax. I'm not going into the intricacies of that. If you are paying a car note, it's also a liability. So what? For you to quickly get out of that liability is pay extra every month. Pay extra. You quickly get out of it. Stay with it for a while. If you need to change, then change. But if you maintain it well, you'll find out that it will last you for a long time. There are four things I want us to take note of this morning. Number one, know what you own. What do you own? What is your own? Everybody says, oh, I have a home. But if you are paying mortgage, it's not your own. It belongs to the bank. Know what you own. Number two, know what you earn. Know what you earn. Number three, know what you owe. Pay attention to your debt. Don't just assume. Don't calculate it in your brain. Check it. Most of the time, some of us don't like to open our bills because we know it's bills, so we leave it there. It will disappear. No, you'll come back and find it there. Praise the Lord. And some of them, they will say, what, final warning. And 1 week again, they will send another one, final warning. Somebody says, but last time you said it's final warning. So why are you? Praise the Lord. Pay attention to what you owe. And know where they all go. Where is your money going? Who is collecting it? There was a guy, a soccer player. I think his club won, and he was so excited. A Ghanaian guy. And he said he wanted to thank his wife and his girlfriend. That already shows where his money goes. His wife will collect officially, unofficially, the girlfriend will also collect. Praise the Lord. Huh? Know where your money goes. If you are not diligent in these four things, you will always be in debt. You'll always be in debt. If you are not diligent. You see, this is about changing our lifestyle. This is about being disciplined. Everything I'm telling us is not a suggestion. It's something that you need to practice and it will work. Amen? My next point. Plan your spending. The remaining 80%, plan it. Every week, I know what my offering is. Every week. Sometimes, as the year goes by, I increase it. Every week, I know my tithes, I know my offering, I know what I'm going to give for my offering. Well, there are cases when there are special times when we need to give, like our building fund. I plan that as well. I plan it. Failure to plan is planning to fail. Plan your time. Think about it. You just got into your car and you left home. Where are you going? Just want to drive around. That's a waste of time. That's a waste of money. Oh, I just want to go and visit my friend down the road. Two things you need to think about. The cost of going down to that your friend. The benefit you are going to get when you get to that your friend and you return home. Sometimes you always regret going to visit them. Because if you don't say what you are not supposed to say, they will tell you what you don't want to hear. And you blame yourself. Why did I even go in the first place? Praise the Lord. And I like America. You don't just knock on somebody's door. Oh, I was just passing by and I knocked on your door. I wasn't expecting you. Praise the Lord. You know, we do that in Africa a lot. I just came to visit you. I wasn't expecting you to come and visit me. Praise God. Plan your tithes. Plan your offering. Plan your first fruit. Plan to pay your bills. Plan your bills. Don't switch on the light in the room where you are not. As you are getting out of that room, let it be a practice in you. Switch off the light. Switch it off. Because if you don't switch it off, KCPNL's bill will come. And you wonder, how many of us in this house? What did we use this to do? Change your light bulbs at home. There are light bulbs that will cost you, running them in a year will cost you $2. And they can last you 18 months or 18 years. They may be a bit costly, but they pay you on the long run. Make your home energy efficient. These are important. And KCPNL sometimes will pay you back. You can write some of these things off in your taxes. Plan all your spendings. I'm coming there. Acting too quickly to buy is impulsive spending. Acting too quickly to buy. And you just find out in your house you have a whole lot of things you don't really need. Praise the Lord. And you can't sell them back. Amen. This next one, some of us won't like it. Store cards. You know, I've been to Macy's before. And they'll say, oh, get our store card. Immediately you'll get 15% off. I have my own special answer for them. Two. I say, I don't do credit. Number two, if I do it, I will forget it. It will become a liability to me. Some of us, our concentration is, oh, I'll get extra 15% off. Then you sign up for it. And that card becomes a liability in your pocket. There are some people that, when they have credit card, they will just, I have to test it. It works! Don't spend. It works. Buying from catalogs. And they will say, buy now, pay later. Or you need furniture in your house. They'll say, buy now, pay in 24 months' time. Check that furniture in 24 months' time. You are ready to throw it in the trash. But you are still holding on it. You are still holding on it. Let me tell you something. You have nothing to prove to anybody. You don't have nothing to prove. Some people are saying, oh, I'm coming to visit you. They'll quickly tell me, but don't come yet. We don't have chair. Who cares? Where are you sitting? If you sit on the floor, me too, I will sit on the floor with you.
You don't have nothing to prove to anybody. What you have is what you have. Nobody will beat you because of it. And if you are worried that, oh, people are going to talk about me, people are going to say this, people are going to say that, who cares what anybody says? Who cares? Praise the Lord. Is somebody getting something? Stock cards kill you. The interest rate. Crazy. Crazy. Brings me to my next point. And you see, all these things calls for serious discipline. And that is budgeting. Budgeting. You permit me often to finish this segment today, so I may spend a little bit more time. Budgeting. What does this mean? Budgeting means planned spending. You are telling your money where you want it to go. Praise the Lord. Four laws of budgeting. In these four laws, you will find so many valuable things. Number one, be disciplined to live on a budget. What are you going to spend on groceries in a month? The emergency, put it there. Of maybe you have sons in college who now will come home. You know how much they eat. They can open your refrigerator like 20 times before night falls. And you have growing boys. I don't know what is this with boys. They eat a lot. You know. Be disciplined. The Bible says in Proverbs 21 verse 20. Wise people live in wealth and luxury. But the stupid people spend their money as fast as they get it. Good News Bible. So be disciplined to live on a budget. Number two, set up a repayment plan. That's something I said I'm going to talk about mostly next week. Set up a repayment plan. Did you realize that you didn't get into debt suddenly? It was a decision you made. So you have to decide to get out of it. And it's better to be debt-free than to be swimming in debt. One of the reasons why a lot of people have high blood pressure is debt. Debt. Student loan debt, this debt, stock card debt, and heaping up on more debt. Your credit card is already 7,800 down. You apply for more debt, and more debt. Set up a repayment plan. Get out of it. Romans 13, verse 8 from the NIV Bible. It says, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. Number three, make a will. Make a will. You don't make a will because you are ready to die. That's why some people don't, the reason why they don't make a will. Oh, if I start making a will now, that means I'm ready to die. If you don't make a will, if you die, government will tell your money where to go. You can decide where your money goes. You can decide which child gets what. You can decide the role your spouse plays. If you are married, make a will together. Number four. And this is good. This is a bonus point. It's a no-brainer. Buying life insurance. It's a no-brainer. Depending on your age, you can buy a term life insurance or you can buy a whole life insurance. There are differences to both of them. The term life insurance has what we call a surrender cash value. That is to say, maybe the term life you buy for 10 years and you are paying maybe $18,
every month, before the 10 years is over, you can call your insurance company that you want to cancel your term life insurance. The insurance company will determine how much they will give you back. So you can get money back from that insurance. Or you can sell it to another insurance company. There are several insurance companies who will buy your life insurance. And then you can start another one. And the whole life insurance, that one, every month automatically builds a cash value. That kind of insurance, the whole life insurance, if you find a good opportunity to invest in and you are looking for money you don't have, you can take that to the bank as your collateral. And the bank will accept it. They will accept your whole life insurance as a collateral and give you money out of it. Think about it. There are some insurance you buy, you don't need medical checkups. There are some, depending on the amount, you have to have a medical checkup. Praise the Lord. You know, think about it. You buy a $750,000 life insurance. And something happens along the line. Your children, your spouse is guaranteed that money. No questions asked. No child will abuse you when you die and left them $750,000. And say, that man is a very bad man. Huh? And because you buy one life insurance doesn't mean you can't buy another. You can buy several kinds of life insurance. Some of them, because you bought it, they will give your wife automatically additional life insurance free. Your job has life insurance for you, but if you go and check it, it's not much. It's not much. Especially those who work for government. Sometimes it doesn't go beyond 50,000. That's not what your family is going to live upon. Praise the Lord. Life insurance is extremely important. It's a no-brainer. Church, I've presented us with some things that will work well. You see, there are budgeting apps. So, I have one on my phone. All these apps, they will connect to your bank account directly. And they see how you are spending. So, they have tabulations. Food, entertainment, clothing. You decide how much you budget for each one. As you are spending the money, whatever you buy, they know. If you bought clothes, they will take it and go and deduct it from your budget for clothes on that app. So you will see what you have spent on clothing and what is remaining. If you have gone past it, you will see that you have gone past it so that you can readjust yourself. There are many things out there that simplifies it. This one is called Mint. The one I use is called Mint. There's another one, Quicken, what they call it? I'm only sure of the one I use. But there are several of them out there that can help you with your budget. So just to help you control your money. So if you want to spend, you can go and consult that app and see where you have already overspent. And see where you have, what you have left to spend on that. It's good to buy your groceries in bulk. Amen? Either Sam's Club, Costco. The only thing you may need to be buying repeatedly is bread and milk and butter. You can buy meat in bulk. Four people here can share a cow. A cow is probably $400. It's $800. That's the amount they sell it to us. The people who go to the abattoir. In the abattoir, it's $400. So if you go there, you get your own. Or you buy your small goat and put it in your deep freezer. They cut it into small pieces for you. You bring it home, bag it. Small. As you need it, bring it out. You know? Your family has food for 3 months. That is, if you eat meat, buy those things. The snacks your children like to have, buy them in bulk. Put them at home. And make it strict. You know, some of us parents, we just let our children go and take whatever they want. It's not a good idea. They need permission. They need permission. You buy a box of Go-Gurt, for example, it has 36 in it or 32. If you leave them, it will be done the following day. Praise the Lord. So you say, it's not food, it's snack. Amen? I have a daughter who wakes up in the morning, the first thing she wants is to snack. When I pick her up from school, she wants to snack. In between, before dinner, she wants to snack like 3 times. We came to church this morning at the gate. She's already telling me, where is my chocolate? If you just leave them to go on rampage, you'll be in trouble. Sometimes my wife will say, they need to have juice. No, there's water. Let them drink water. Let them be used to drinking water. Not juice all the time. It's not even good for their health anyway. Let them drink water. You finish your food, drink water. Huh? They are little things. Because if you don't buy some things in bulk, when you go buy them at Walmart, for example, they sell at Sam's Club a pack of a double juice, apple juice, for $4 and a fraction, you know. But if you go to Sam's Club, the one that is not as big as that has already covered the cost of both. So you be careful how you spend. Amen? So that we don't have headache when that time comes. And I see that, I'm going to end with this. Some of us prefer to invest in our home country. You have an American passport, but you rather invest in Nigeria. Send money to your brother to buy land for you. By the time you get there, you don't have a swamp. You know, let me tell you about investment in Nigeria, and I'm going to stop. If you plan to go back to Nigeria to retire, it may work for you. But the thing is this, investment in Nigeria is very volatile. It's not controlled. Investment here will pay you more than what you invest in Nigeria. Many of us have said this thing before, and I'm saying it again. Many of us don't realize that there are houses that you can buy for $12,000, $15,000, and you spend another $10,000 to fix it up. You can rent it out, residual income, what do they call that thing? Section 8, where the government will take it from you and give it to some poor people who need it. The government is paying the money between 650, 680, 720. That's residual income. Right? Or you fix it depending on the neighborhood. Can you imagine if you invest $25,000 and within 3 months you get $35,000? No bank will give you that. So if you do 4 of that in a year, guess what? You have $40,000. And guess what? 4 people who are not greedy here can combine and say, let's do it and work together. Around Grandview, there are those houses. Downtown, there's those houses. There's regeneration going on. The guy who works for us in church here, who does all this construction, he has more than 40 of them. He tells me how much he pays in taxes. He said, because I have too many. Well, I'd rather do that. I don't like renting. I'd rather fix, sell, keep my money, find another opportunity. Praise the Lord. There are some that I've invested in that their payback is going to be in 18 months' time. I can't wait 18 months. It's guaranteed. Praise the Lord. It's not pyramid scheme. It's not any Ponzi scheme. You understand me? Beware of that one, oh. Beware of the Ponzi scheme. Beware of the pyramid scheme. We don't do any pyramid here. Anybody who brings idea of pyramid will show you the door. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And church members, when you have business among yourself, make sure you have a contract. Don't fight yourself later and bring yourself to pastor. Pastor, you see, I wasn't part of it. Draw the line together. Have a contract. It doesn't matter if it's your friend. Have a written contract. Friends can turn to enemy. Praise the Lord. Young boys, looking at me, you are earning little money. Begin to save for your retirement in the future. $1, $2, keep it there. It's going to build up. Is somebody blessed here this morning? If you are blessed, shout hallelujah and give the Lord a cup offering. Amen. Next week, we'll talk about credit cards and how you can pay off your multiple credit cards. It's so simple. It takes discipline. Let us pray.